In December 2019, three cow elk were illegally killed and left in the Pigeon River country east of Vanderbilt. DNR conservation officer Matt Thunick was left searching for answers.
I've had lots of people from the public say, why would somebody do that? And I said, I don't know. I'm hoping to find out when we eventually catch these people.
Well, last week, Officer Thunick caught those people. Three relatives, in fact, were arraigned just yesterday in Otsego County for illegally shooting the elk. And here to talk more about how he solved one of the worst cases of Michigan elk poaching is DNR Conservation Officer Matt Thunick. Good morning, Officer Thunick.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining me this morning. Officer, I'm wondering if you can just tell me, how did you catch these people?
Combination of the public giving us really good tips and, honestly, good old-fashioned police work. Putting the tips together and the evidence, we followed that, and we came up with our suspects and conducted interviews and went from there.
Now, these are three relatives, Christian White, Harry White, and Ronald White. Any idea on their motives? Why did they kill three cow elk and just leave them in the Pigeon River country for somebody to find?
I think, honestly, they made a massive mistake, and they made the choice to not report that mistake to the DNR. And here we are.
I'm wondering if you can get a little bit more into that mistake. I understand some of them did have a license to hunt elk, but they weren't in the proper area. Can you walk us through what exactly happened?
Yes, two of the relatives had actually cow license to hunt elk in December of 2019. The three of them were together. They drove into an area and found elk. They shot at the elk, and then once they had two down originally, walked up to them and found a third one, then they started looking at where they were at in the hunting zone and found that they were actually in the wrong hunt unit for what they were allowed to hunt in.
So, and that's why they would be considered poachers. They only had two elk licenses, they shot three, and then they were also in the wrong zone for hunting.
Correct. Each hunter is allowed to hunt one or the other zone, and that is assigned when they receive their license. They had one zone, and when they crossed over the line into the other zone where they actually shot the elk, that made them illegal elk.
And so it sounds like they got maybe a little excited and started firing multiple rounds at these animals. You mentioned that a lot of people are surprised when they elk hunt because the elk doesn't necessarily react in the same way a deer might when it's shot. And so they might fire multiple times. Can you kind of explain the difference?
Very true, yes. With a deer, when most people have hunted deer in Michigan, when you shoot a deer, they a lot of times will jump straight up in the air, they'll drop to the ground and then take off. It's a very visual effect that you can see the deer in their reaction. An elk, when you shoot it, a lot of times will just stand there and look around and act like, what was that big mosquito that just bit me in the side? They don't always react the way people expect them. And so, oh, I must have missed. So they shoot again. I still must have missed. And they shoot again. Or the herd will gather around and then they lose sight of the animal that they actually shot, thinking that, okay, that's this one. And then another cow switches places and they shoot that one. So then they end up with two elk down.
And I just want to briefly mention, you told me that if these hunters would have self-reported, they likely would have been looking at a little bit more lenient of a penalty, and you perhaps could have salvaged those animals and donated that meat to a food bank in the area if they would have self-reported. So that was key in this case, I assume, in prosecution of it.
It's one of the key components, yes. When a hunter makes a mistake and they self-report, we try to, within the law, be a little more lenient. Does it always happen? No, but we try to work with them because they've made the proper choice in reporting their mistake.
Officer Thunick, if these guys are found guilty, they could face penalties like 30 days in jail. They could have their hunting privileges revoked in Michigan for quite some time, and also face penalties of $5,000 fines per elk. I'm wondering, from the state's perspective, why is it so important to find who did this? You spent over a year investigating this case.
Elk is the largest animal in Michigan that we have a hunting season for. And it's very, very few people that are actually selected out of the applicants. I don't have the number in front of me, but let's say there's 40,000 people that want to hunt elk. This last year, there was only roughly 260 to 300 successful applicants that were drawn for that hunt. So it's a very precious resource, not only to the hunters, but to the general public. There are a lot of people that come up from southern Michigan just to watch and see this large animal out in the Pigeon River country and listen to them bugle in the fall. If you've never heard of elk bugle in the fall, it's just phenomenal. I liken it to listening to a loon on a foggy morning on a lake. It's just so beautiful and majestic animal. Why would you not want to protect it and manage the resource the way the DNR is managing it?
2019 was a rough year for elk poaching in Michigan. There were 8 cases total. With this investigation wrapped up, there are still 2 unsolved cases. Real quick, any update on those?
Unfortunately, not yet. We are still in the evidence gathering process. However, I will say if anybody has information on those 2 cases, then please let us know.
Michigan DNR Officer Matt Thunick on the 3 men arrested for poaching elk in the Pigeon River State Forest in 2019. Officer Thunick, thanks for joining me to talk about this investigation and congrats on cracking the case.
Thank you. You have a good day.